The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. CBS's Mark Phillips has been summering in Antarctica aboard the National Geographic Explorer, which, among its other missions, is conducting in-ocean health screenings of killer whales. More after this. Scientists in the Antarctic are trying to understand why so many killer whales are in distress, even though they're about as far from civilization as you can get. CBS's Mark Phillips set out on a scientific whale hunt.
One of the reasons we study top predators is to understand the health of the ecosystem.
John Durbin and Holly Fernbeck are modern whale hunters who use the latest tools. They use a drone fitted with equipment to monitor the whale's condition.
With a small drone like this, we can fly at just a little over 100 feet. The whales don't know it's there, and we're flying a camera much lower, so the quality of the images is so much better.
And lately, what they're seeing in those images are hungry whales.
She's very, very thin. You could see, just following her whole body profile, you could see her ribs really clearly, so she's lost all of the fat all along her entire body.
So thin. At a dying
and
whale.
Then, yes, you're looking at a dying whale.
The question is, why? And for that, they equip the drone with vapor detectors and fly it over the whale's blowhole.
These collection plates, like the one on the top here and on the front here, they're sterile, we're able to collect droplets of whale blow, and from that we take them back to the lab and use genetic techniques to identify the microorganisms that are in that blow.
The project is just getting started, so they don't yet have an answer. But with all the melting going on in the Antarctic, you can probably guess what they think is responsible.
Our hypothesis certainly is that there's a problem with their food supply
Fewer seals.
Fewer seals, and that's what we've been seeing so far this year.
Less ice, fewer seals, is that a leap?
It's certainly a hypothesis.
Yeah. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.